up with.
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, if you're a true crime nerd like you and I both are, Josiah, we love our true crime, then this could be an interesting read for you. It's called The Expert Witness. It's a book that's out now in all good bookstores. And the author of it is forensic toxicologist William Allender. He joins us now. Morning, William.
Good morning.
So what is it exactly that a forensic toxicologist does? What's your job?
Essentially, I'm very much like a pharmacologist. I interpret the effects of drugs and that sort of thing. But I suppose in some ways you could call me a pessimistic pharmacologist because I look at the toxic effects of the drugs and various other poisons as well.
So is it generally poisonings that you work with?
Generally, yes. That's when I come in. That's why I'm saying I'm a pessimistic pharmacologist.
Yeah, right.
I come across the cases where the drugs have been misused in various ways, whether it's through suicide or murder.
Is there any cases in particular that really stand out from what you've worked on?
There's a number that would actually stand out. The body in the wheelie bin murder would be certainly one of them. The Diane Brimble case.
Oh, wow.
There was another one called the Impatient Heir. The Waitman murders, where a young adopted son actually had his two parents murdered so that he could get his inheritance a little bit early.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
Seeing some of these horrific crimes, you become a bit,
desensitized?
Yeah, desensitized to it after a while, because if I saw that, I'd be in meltdown. But I guess over the years, you get more and more used to it. Is that how it works?
Well, I don't think you ever really get used to it because we're dealing with fellow human beings. No, I think I've had to approach it like a professional. It's very much like paramedics that come onto an accident scene. Mm. You've got to think, well, it's a horrible sight, but you've got to get in there and do the job and do the best you can. But, yes, some do have an effect. I think I became prematurely grey over it.
How often does a case appear as though it's one way and then it's come to you and you've realised that there's foul play or you've kind of cracked the case open? Has that happened to you, that you've been the sole reason that something's been ruled a homicide?
Well, no. Generally, it's a team effort. There's a lot of work that goes in beforehand with the police and various detectives before the case actually came across my desk. In my particular instance, interpreting the levels of drugs and poisons found in the body, it really comes down to the level that's been found. And that's where I can determine whether it was actually a suicide or whether it's actually a murder.
Do you find you're fascinated with true crime outside of work? Do you ever listen to true crime podcasts or anything? Or are you just like, nope, let's leave it all at the office?
A good question. Well, the fact that I was drawn into this type of career, I've started off basically in the pharmaceutical industry, so I've always been fascinated by drugs and how they can do the body good, but also on the dark side, how they can do the body a lot of harm where the dosages are exceeded. So I still have a bit of an interest outside of work, of course, hence the book being generated.
Do you love yourself a bit of TV shows like The Blacklist or what's another?
The Mentalist.
Law and Order, The Mentalist. Do you love those type of shows?
Well, I don't watch those shows to be quite honest. And my wife gets a bit annoyed with me if I do watch them because sometimes I pick them to pieces.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
That's not how it works.
Yeah.
He couldn't really have done that, you know, and that sort of thing. So that's why I watch shows like CSI or NCIS and those sort of shows. So.
No, I'm looking forward to having a read of your book, The Expert Witness, mate. It looks like a fascinating read. You're a fascinating man with a fascinating job. Fascinating is a good word,
it
I reckon.
It is the word of the day, apparently.
It is.
All right, William Allender, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.